Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Continuing our health-themed week, we have a very special guest coming on now, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn Dean is not only a medical doctor, but also a naturopath, herbalist, acupuncturist, nutritionalist, lecturer, consultant, and author or co-author of over 30 books. Carolyn has been in the forefront of health issues for over 30 years. We'll focus mainly on her book, The Magnesium Miracle. Magnesium is the unsung hero and is a key nutraceutical that everybody needs to know about. We'll talk about that with her, and we'll bring her on now to join us here at the Bob Tuscan Show. Carolyn, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for inviting me. It's, 7 p.m., 7:07 p.m. here in Maui. And where are you, and is it midnight there?
It's midnight here. My own show is too late for me.
Yes.
It's crazy. We have an 18-month-old, and he wakes up regardless if Daddy does his show until 1 in the morning. So.
Oh, yeah. They haven't got a clue, do they?
No, he doesn't care. He'll still wake up, but at least he wakes up with a smile on his face, and that's important.
Congratulations. Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Right now I'm drinking, as I usually do for this last hour, my magnesium drink. I'm hooked on it. It's like I'm addicted. I don't smoke. I don't drink, but I use magnesium. And I've been dying to ask you about Calm. It's a popular product, and it tastes decent, and I don't think it has anything too crazy in it. Is this a good form of magnesium? Maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves, but let me just get that off my mind.
Sure. And it's wonderful you're drinking it. Yes, I've known about Natural Calm Magnesium for many years. I know the people who own the company. They're fabulous people. They do a lot of outreach on sustainable agriculture, using rock dust on the soil. They're great people. And their product, it's sweetened with organic stevia. It's a magnesium citrate powder, and it's very, very fine powder and dissolves really readily in room temperature water, or some people put it in a tea. And the thing about it is you can sip it through the day. You know, you don't have to take one, you know, big dose of magnesium, because as you probably know, Bob, one of the so-called side effects, but it's kind of a fail-safe of magnesium, is that it can give you the laxative effect if you take too much all at once. So
right.
Natural Calm is really an excellent product. I'm glad you're using it.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better, because I drink it religiously. Now, like you said, if I do drink too much, I have to go to the bathroom. And that's okay, though. That's the body saying, hey, I've got enough. Can you explain that to me a little bit more?
Yeah, it's an interesting effect, and where it comes from, evolutionarily, we grew up as humans around the oceans, and in ocean water, there's 3 times the amount of magnesium compared to calcium, and calcium and magnesium are very important, vital for heart function. Calcium tightens up the heart muscle, magnesium relaxes it, same for any muscle in the body. So if you don't have enough of both, then things go askew. In ancient, you know, whatever, original times, supposedly people got enough magnesium from the ocean, but it was hard to get enough calcium. So we developed mechanisms to grab onto calcium, which is vitamin D. And vitamin D will grab calcium and keep it in the body. And the mechanism, if we got too much magnesium, because there's relatively more magnesium in seawater and around the soil, we developed the laxative effect. But now it's gone totally backwards, where now we're fortifying with calcium. And women especially are taking all these calcium supplements, and there's no more magnesium in the soil. So it's totally backwards, where we're all getting calcified, developing heart disease and muscle cramps and migraines and joint pains and everything with too much calcium and not enough magnesium.
So, you know, we hear from mainstream science mostly that we got to have calcium, got to have calcium, osteoporosis, and all those things.
Yeah.
You think that's hype and overdone?
Totally, totally hype. It's kind of the medical model, Bob, where they look for one thing to treat a problem. You know, it's prescriptive medicine. Oh, your bones are getting weak. What are bones made of? Calcium. Okay, you must need more calcium. Without realizing you cannot make calcium go into the bones without the proper amounts of magnesium and vitamin K2 and also vitamin D. So, it's a whole orchestra that goes on. And what's happened in the past two or three decades with all this prescription for calcium and calcium fortification of foods, we've finally got a half a dozen studies showing that women who take calcium supplements are at a much higher risk for heart disease. And they're also developing kidney stones, gallstones, fibromyalgia, calcification, and breast tissue calcifications. This breast tissue calcification is, you know, maybe the worst, because it's kind of silent and invisible, but when you have a mammogram and radiologist sees breast tissue calcification, they immediately hit the panic button and say, oh, you could have cancer, and they'll do the mammograms and the biopsies just to prove you don't. They've given a name to it. They call it DCIS, and disseminated intraductal carcinoma. They even say it's a precancer. I mean, a precancer is not cancer. So they're diagnosing this precancer, treating it by doing biopsies, getting rid of the calcification, and then saying they're curing cancer.
What about the calcification of the pineal gland? That's very interesting to me.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. They are talking about, in some studies I've seen, the calcification around the pineal gland that causes all kinds of disruption in people, you know, sleep and hormone balance. Yeah. I mean, we are becoming very calcified. And if you look at the dairy intake, you know, a lot of people are hooked on processed dairy. And if you look at the milligrams in even a cup of decent yogurt, that could be 300 milligrams. And actually, that's a good point. When you look at the RDA of calcium in America, it's like 1,500 milligrams. But in the UK and the World Health Organization, it's 600, 700 milligrams. The RDA of magnesium in the U.S. is about 400 milligrams. So it's completely backwards. We require probably about 700, 800 milligrams of magnesium and probably 700 or so of calcium, but we can usually get enough calcium from our diet. Nuts and seeds, deep green leafy vegetables, fish with bones, dairy products. If you don't eat dairy, then you can make a bone broth and get your calcium from bones. There's actually almost no need to do calcium supplementation. And when you look at the calcium they use, it's like 4% absorbed. And the rest of it goes into the bowels, creates constipation. It's going into the tissues and becoming these calcifications.
Fascinating. We've talked about that with Kate Rayon Blue before on the show.
Right.
Yeah, she does a lot of great work on that topic, and talking about K2 and that kind of thing as well. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about magnesium and talk about how most people are, in my eyes, probably deficient and why it's so important. Folks, our special guest is none other than Dr. Dean. We'll be back with her in just moments.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the... Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase it down
the
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil.
Doctor, let me ask you this. Just how many people are deficient when it comes to magnesium?
Percent of people. I may have a biased view, but I know everywhere I speak and when I write articles, I get emails. There are so many people who they've been suffering for so many years. I mean, I have people who've had surgical procedures for severe muscle spasms that were magnesium deficiency spasms. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is out there where doctors don't have a clue you know, what causes magnesium deficiency, you know, what its treatment is, how to test for it. I think that's the big problem, Bob. The serum magnesium test that they sometimes do in a hospital is a test on an area in the body that only has 1% of the total body magnesium. And it, that level is kept a very in a very tight optimum range to keep the heart beating properly. So if the serum magnesium blood level goes down, then the body has mechanisms to draw magnesium out of storage in the bones and muscles to always keep it looking normal. So doctors will say, well, you know, we used to test magnesium. It always is normal, so we don't bother anymore. They're using the wrong test. But what I do tell people is you can get on your own a magnesium RBC test. RBC is red blood cells. You can order it from a public outfit called requestatest.com for $49, you know, really minimal charge, like, you know, the copay a person would pay to go to their doctor to get a blood test. So you can do that test and then see what happens is the range of the test is 4.2 to 6.8. That's in the sick population. But the optimum level is 6.0 to 6.5. So I hear all the time, I have clients that I do telephone consults with, and they'll say, yeah, I did get a magnesium RBC test. My level was 4.2, and the doctor said it was normal. And they're suffering. You know, they're having the migraines, the insomnia, the constipation, the muscle cramps, the angina. So it's yeah, it's really rampant. I say it's one of the major causes of chronic health problems. You have low magnesium in diabetes. You have low magnesium if you have high cholesterol, if you have any sort of heart disease. So, you know, here's the picture. You're under massive stress, so your magnesium is low because of that. You go to the doctor for your annual checkup, your blood pressure's up. It's going to be up because your magnesium's low, you're under stress, the white coat syndrome when you're in a doctor's office. And your doctor, who has 5 minutes to see you, will say, oh, your blood pressure's elevated, here's a diuretic. You take the diuretic and it drains out more magnesium. You come back in a month, oh, your blood pressure's really high now, we caught it just in time. Here's a calcium channel blocker and an ACE inhibitor. Calcium channel blocker tells the whole story. They know that they have to block calcium, but they don't know that the natural blocker is magnesium. 2 months later, you're on these three drugs, you come back, and all of a sudden your glucose is elevated and your cholesterol is elevated. Doctor says, oh, we caught them just in time. They caused the high blood sugar and the high cholesterol with the three drugs, but put you on another three or four drugs.
Wow. Allopathic medicine is really dropping the ball when it comes to this, for the most part, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, emergency medicine, sewing limbs back on and everything, no
exactly.
question.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I
say that often, Carolyn. I say, mm-hmm. if you're shot, maybe it's time to go to the hospital.
Right. And then, you know, these drugs that I've, you know, been talking about here, I don't know if you've heard of this Cipro, you know, ciprofloxacin. It causes tendon rupture. Well, that's because it's a fluoride drug. There is actually a fluoride molecule in Cipro. Fluoride will bind magnesium, make a magnesium fluoride compound called cellate, which deposits in bones and tendons. It's very brittle. And this drug causes magnesium deficiency because it, you know, binds up the magnesium, causes muscle spasms, and then this brittleness causes tendon rupture. So, you know, you've got doctors saying, oh, well, we don't know what caused it and everything. It's magnesium deficiency. Prozac has three fluoride molecules.
Yeah, it's fluoride, yeah.
Yeah. Paxil has won. Lipitor, the cholesterol drug, has won. So here I am saying, well, you know, magnesium is a regulator of cholesterol. If you need more, it'll help you make more. If you need less, it'll stop the production. But you take a Lipitor drug with a fluoride molecule, and you'll make your cholesterol worse because it gets rid of your magnesium. I mean, how crazy is this system where they're giving you drugs that make you worse? But maybe it's not crazy at all. Maybe that's their way of making
exactly.
more money.
It's part of the sinister plan, the big pharma's right. plan, maybe. Who knows?
Right.
Fluoride also calcifies things, right? It calcifies the body?
Well, yes, and I think it's this magnesium fluoride substance that calcellate that deposits in the bones and makes bones brittle. I think that's what they're probably referring to. But yeah,
and this is what they put in our water supply.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jeez, this is crazy stuff. I don't know if people aren't paying attention or they're not told about this stuff. They don't see it from the mainstream media for the most part. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, they're totally distracted, Bob. You know, they're on their, you know, their smartphones. They're looking down into their box. They're chipped. You know, they're digitized. They're, you know, they're hypnotized by TV. They've got so much of their electrical self is outside of their physical body. They don't have a clue.
That's true. And if they're so distracted and they're not physically well, then they can't think straight because their mind, you know, the brain-body connection, we keep talking about this so far for our Health Week specials that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, they're intricately connected.
Oh, yeah, and one of the chapters in my Magnesium Miracle book is about anxiety and depression. You can have anxiety and depression merely from having magnesium deficiency. But the other big topic that I focus on a lot is yeast overgrowth. And that's a drug-induced condition. You know, when you take antibiotics or cholesterol or the birth control pill, you end up having a lot of extra yeast in your body, and the yeast overgrows up into your small intestines, causes leaky gut, and then you absorb through the leaky gut 178 different yeast toxins. And two of them are alcohol and acetaldehyde. And acetaldehyde is called the hangover chemical. And it produces brain fog and depression.
We were talking about this last night, you know, the old saying that it's my gut feeling. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out we have a lot of feeling in our gut, literally. Mm-hmm. And the gut is a, you know, an integral part of our health. Folks, we got to take a quick break, and we'll come back with this fascinating discussion in just seconds. Dr. Carolyn Dean is our special guest.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, it's tough, all right, it's tough, all right, it's tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The future. The future.
Dr. Carolyn Dean joins us on Bob Tuscan's show. Carolyn, my wife told me to ask you about babies and magnesium. I told you, we have an 18-month-old. Is it good to give him magnesium yet, or how should we work that out? And what about breastfeeding moms?
Well, it's perfectly safe. Epsom salts does for pregnancy and for breastfeeding and for babies is known to midwives, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Right.
They're called the salts. And with babies, you put them in a bath and, you know, put in a half a cup or a cup of magnesium, and it helps their bowel movements. If they, you know, tend to constipation, it helps them sleep at night. It makes them less irritable. It's just fantastic. And you know, if you to go further, like I would put a magnesium spray on a child if they're having colic or tummy cramps. And I've invented a magnesium called Remag that's 100% absorbed and non-laxative, because I got into magnesium because I had a real bad magnesium deficiency problem, and I couldn't take anything by mouth. I'd get the laxative effect. And after 10 years of trying to get vitamin companies to make a decent product, I finally had to do it. And you can take this form and put it in a spray bottle and spray it. I know you've probably heard of magnesium oil as a transdermal application, but to me it just itched my skin and gave me irritation and a rash. But
it does kind of burn. We use it here from time to time, and it gets you get that burning sensation.
So what we, because I work with autistic kids, parents will spray the Remag on their child, and it absorbs, you know, just as well as orally, and it doesn't cause them any skin irritation. So with children, yes, they, you know, they might need like an infant, a third of an adult dose, and a child, you know, 7-8 years and up, half an adult dose. And I'm saying the adult dose is 700-800 milligrams a day to get therapeutic amounts of magnesium. You probably need about that much. And unfortunately, when the RDA says, you know, 300-400 milligrams, people aren't getting anywhere near a therapeutic amount. And then, you know, a lot of folks, when they get near a therapeutic amount, they get diarrhea and then they lose it all.
Right.
So a non-laxative form of magnesium has been very useful. I've got people who switch off IV magnesium and have better blood levels with Remag. I've got this one guy, he's allowed me to speak his testimonial. He was on IV magnesium 3-4 times a week for 7 years. He had permanent lines in his body that would always get infected or cause blood clots. And his doctors told him for 7 years he was stuck with this for the rest of his life. And when he had to get the line out in order to clear up an infection and a blood clot, he switched to Remag, and within the first week, his blood levels were better than they'd ever been on IV magnesium.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah. So there are innovations. I mean, we talk about all the negative stuff, and I guess that's why I like to get on shows and say, look, you know, you can overcome a lot of this health stuff and, you know, just be strong for what we know is going on. And also, you know, just a more positive attitude is really possible when you are doing magnesium because you're relaxed. You see, if you don't have enough magnesium, your muscles are tight from the calcium in your body. And when you're tight and tense, it's like your shoulders are up under your ears. You know, you can't sleep properly. If your muscles are tight, you're going to have a very, a sleep where you can't get deep enough to really get the rejuvenation effect of sleep. You're jumping up at any sound. So you get up in the morning, you know, you've had like 1 hour of effective sleep. How can you function?
It's very difficult to function. And I know I started drinking magnesium. I never had issues with sleeping, but I tell you, that first night of sleep after getting a good dose of magnesium, that was really something. Tell me a little bit about vitamin D and the importance of vitamin D.
Oh, yeah, great question, because, you know, that's now the latest hot shot supplement after calcium, you know, turned out to be a horror show. Now vitamin D is the new thing. So vitamin D is a hormone. And yes, the doctor you mentioned who talks about vitamin K2, she'll have told you about some of this. It's a hormone. Its job is to keep calcium in the body to help the absorption of calcium from your diet. And when you have either too much calcium or too much calcium relative to not enough magnesium, the vitamin D levels will go down. So all this deficiency of magnesium that they're testing on blood tests, it's a reaction to too much calcium, in my estimation. And it's borne out because I get people emailing me all the time saying, man, I thought I was good on my magnesium, and I started to take high-dose vitamin D because my doctor suggested, and all of a sudden my magnesium deficiency symptoms came back. I had one person who had 6 weeks migraine. A mother, I hadn't treated the son, but he took vitamin D and got seizures. And people getting chest pain and arrhythmia and heart palpitations after taking vitamin D. So I knew something was up. And actually, there's a recent study, I don't know if I can find it while we're talking, that said that it appears that magnesium deficiency alone or magnesium along with vitamin D deficiency could explain vitamin D deficiency symptoms. And that, I mean, that is such a huge, you know, slap in the face to people who say, oh, you know, just take vitamin D. The blood test that they use for vitamin D is on the storage form of vitamin D. It's not even the active form. They just find it easier to test the storage form. And what happens when you take a lot of vitamin D, it's looked upon as a storage form because it has to be activated by, guess what, mineral, magnesium. So you take a lot of vitamin D, it utilizes magnesium, makes magnesium deficient if you're low to start with, and you start getting magnesium deficiency symptoms. Now, that all that being said, there are a lot of people who will take vitamin D and feel a heck of a lot better. But I don't know how long the follow-up studies have been if, you know, eventually they develop these magnesium right. deficiency symptoms. And people say, you know, like most allopathic doctors will say, oh, you're having more symptoms, you better take more.
Yeah, when it's really the opposite, you should be taking less.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not too well read on this topic, but intuitively, I think it's probably a good idea to go out in the sun and get 10, 15 minutes a day of sunlight. I mean, that can't hurt. That's got to be a natural thing.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, duh. And, you know, what happened, you know, 20 years ago, we all got scared of the sun.
Right, yeah, right. And then sunscreen is poisonous. We've interviewed Dr. Elizabeth Plord on that topic. The sunscreen is, I mean, she's connected it to autism. I'm sure she's connected it to Alzheimer's. Geez, do you know of Dr. Elizabeth Plord's work? I think she's in Hawaii.
I don't know specifically, but I absolutely know that sunscreens are dangerous. For many reasons, you know, you absorb the chemicals in them, it blocks the sun, it blocks the natural vitamin D, and then, you know, people take over and say, well, you know, if you're out in the sun for this amount of time, you get 10,000 units of vitamin D, and that's how much we should be taking orally without looking at any of the biochemical
pathways.
Sure,
you should check out her book, Sunscreen Poison. I think you would really dig it. It's well-researched. Hey, in our final segment, Dr. Carolyn Dean, I want to ask you about Codex Illuminatarius. You've been on a few meetings in regards to that. I want to get your take on that and learn more. Final segment coming up in just moments with Dr. Carolyn Dean.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the U.S.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore.
Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, it's our final segment tonight with Dr. Carolyn Dean. And Carolyn, thanks again for coming on. This has been fascinating. I read somewhere that you've had some experiences with Codex Alimentarius. Tell us about
those. Right. Well, back in 2004, 2005, I began looking at creating some herbal products. And when I went to a manufacturer in Canada, even though I was living in New York, they said, well, you know, there's this Codex business that's trying to regulate supplements. You know, it's not going to be easy. And, you know, my ears perked up, and I traveled to meetings in Bonn, Germany, and Rome, and found out that the World Health Organization started it, but then they were joined by the World Trade Organization to regulate food and food supplements that cross borders around the world. And the regulation was, you know, to ease trade barriers or whatever. But it ended up, and I was sitting there, I could see clearly that they were trying to allow food to cross borders that had the maximum level of toxicity in them, you know, arsenic and mercury, mercury in fish. Oh, yeah, you're allowed to have this huge amount, even though it's going to kill a certain percentage of people. And in dietary supplements, the trade would be limited to synthetic supplements, low potency, of a potency that will not affect drugs. They couldn't interfere with drugs or, you know, help a person get healthy so that the drug wouldn't be necessary. And their base, the base vitamin mineral they were looking at was a Centrum multiple. So the writing was just so on the wall. That's when I wrote Death by Modern Medicine. I started it at the Bonn meeting. I had written a paper called Death by Medicine that people can get on the Internet, but then I expanded it into this 13-chapter book, Death by Modern Medicine. And I kind of worked with the health freedom whatever movement for a couple of years after that. I went to meetings in Ottawa and Washington and heard it from the senators' mouths that, look, you know, we really can't interfere with the drug industry because they'll just go offshore and they'll bankrupt the country. So I figured, well, we're on our own. So I think that was around the time when I really started looking at that magnesium product I told you about, REMAG, and I kind of stumbled into working with a supplement made from fermented barley called RNA Drops that makes perfect cells, and then I created a electrolyte product called Realite. Again, it's a picometer-sized minerals that are 100% absorbed, and a detoxifier called Realign, and you know, created this little package of, you know, simple bunch of supplements that people can take, you know, very safely on their own to stay healthy. Because, you know, it's like the only defense you have against the drug industry now in hospitals is to stay healthy and stay away from them. The minute you cross those doors, you know, you start getting fear-based sure. beliefs that just take the life right out of you. You know,
it's a slippery slope. It really is.
Yeah. I've seen, you know, strong, independent, confident people go into those doors and come out just weeping because they've been told, oh, you may have cancer. We're going to have to do this. And you have this many, you know, days to live. And all these horrors of doctors totally, you know, acting like they're gods and, you know, just taking your life away from you. Now, the way humans are, you know, 50% of people will say, well, you know, screw that. I am not going to die next year, you know. And the other 50% will say, oh, yeah, you're the doctor. I guess you know more about my body than I'll ever know. And
you know, when you say that people see these doctors as gods, you know, that white lab coat and that costume or whatever makes them think this way, you know, they've been taught as children, oh, doctors, doctors, doctors. I think of the Milgram experiment. And
Milgram?
Yeah, the Milgram experiment. Do you know the Milgram experiment? I'm sure you do.
Tell me. Yeah, well, maybe, but...
let me refresh your memory here, because I'm sure you know about this. It's when they gave they had two people, one person who was hooked up to an electroshock machine, and the other person who was to ask that person hooked up to the machine questions. And every time they get a question wrong, that other person it would shock them.
And they would have a
doctor, some sort of authority lab coat figure saying, hey, no, we got to keep doing it. And even though that person had the perception of shocking the other person to death, they would keep doing it because the doctor told them, because authority told them. No critical thinking, no thinking for themselves, just do what you're told. And that really right there is the mindset of people today. And they did that originally, I think, in the 70s, and they tried it again most recently. And it was even more extreme this day and age. So it really is scary.
Wow.
People need to do their own research, be an autodidact, and think for themselves, and take a look at this information that is out there that isn't just continuing to push the allopathic dogma.
Yes, and there are ways, definitely ways to do that. Listening to your show, the internet is a great resource. There are forums, and, you know, unfortunately some of these forums, the health forums people get on, they'll just, they want someone on the forum to tell them what to do. And they'll do it and then get sicker and then blame that person. You really have to pull back all that behavior and do your own research. But, you know, Bob, some people are just, they're just so sick. They're bedridden. They have brain fog. They can barely function. And they're trying to take care of themselves and a family. So, you know, we have to simplify it. And I say magnesium is the real simple way for anybody to start. And, you know, if people say, well, I'm on all these medications, I'm afraid to take magnesium. You know, take an Epsom salts bath. If it's not going to hurt an infant, it's not going to hurt you. And tell your doctor you want to wean off some of your drugs because they're draining your magnesium. And most of the symptoms these drugs are treating are magnesium deficiency symptoms. Actually, let me send people to a nonprofit site called nutritionalmagnesium.org, and there's a free booklet there on magnesium. And actually, I have a couple of other free booklets that people can get by going to one of my other sites, rnadrops22.com. Or my site, drcarolindean.com. I have a free newsletter and actually 4 free weeks of an online, 2-year online wellness program. You know, Bob, I had this notion after Codex that, look, I'll just teach people how to live right. I spent 2 years writing this 2-year program of 104 modules. Week by week, people get a module, and it teaches, you know, both lifestyle and nutrition and exercise and mind, you know, how to get yourself into a mind frame that is focused on healing. And, you know, not a lot of people have time to do that or think they have time to do that. They are all looking for a pill. And in the allopathic world, it's a drug that's going to harm you. And even in the alternative world, I have clients who are swallowing 100 supplements a day thinking that that's keeping them healthy or out of fear. So there's got to be balance. People have to use their own intuition about this, just like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. Carolyn, I want to thank you. We'll have to do this again. It's been absolutely fascinating. I want to learn more about the RNA drops, too. We didn't really talk about that too much.
Right.
But,
so. Okay,
but
well,
you
check them out, and I'll see you next time. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. Thanks, Carolyn. I really appreciate it. All right, folks, that's Dr. Carolyn Dean. Check out our website, drcarolindean.com, ancient-minerals.com, and all the other great sites that she has. Folks, we'll be back at it with another day of health-related shows on tomorrow night's Bob Tuscan Show. Love you guys. Until then, have a great one.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial... With finance.